Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Boomer and Geo.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at Hoff, WFAN on all social media. That's X, Insta, little TikTok if you're a TikToker. Now, there's rumors coming about that the Texas Rangers are looking to trade Corey Seager, and the New York Yankees are interested. And there are three names floating around that would be traded to the Rangers for Corey Seager. And after I tell you this, who says no? Who says no? Now, Corey Seager is not the guy who he once was. He clearly has injury issues at times. Last year, he did not play a full season. He's had issues staying healthy. But when he does stay healthy, he is arguably one of the best shortstops in baseball. Last year, he only had 380 at-bats, but 21 home runs, batted 271. He had over 100 hits. Again, it was in a span of 102 games. His OPS was 860. When he plays, he performs at a high level. No one could doubt that. The previous 3 years where he did play, again, think about this. In 2024, only 123 games. In 23, he played 119 games. And in 2022, he actually played 151 games. All three seasons, 30-plus home runs. And in which is even more amazing, in 23, where he only played 119 games, mind you, he batted 327. His OPS was above 1,000, so it was 1.013. 33 home runs, 96 RBIs, and led the league in doubles with 42. That's in 119 games. He actually led the league in doubles in 2019 with the Dodgers as well, with 44, and he only played 134 games. So you're talking about a guy who is an extra base hitting machine. That's what he does. He can put up 70-plus extra base hits in a season without playing a full season, with playing basically two-thirds of a season or three-fourths of a season, whatever the math is. I don't know. Doesn't make a difference. The point is, guy is a hitter, and he's I'm not going to sit here and say he's an unbelievable shortstop defensively. He's never won a Gold Glove before, but as we know, it doesn't make a difference because we've seen Anthony Volpe win Gold Gloves, and we've seen him in the past couple of years not be defensively amazing. So, well, this is the point, is that Corey Seager is a special player offensively, and he's up for grabs. Contract, is it expensive? Yes, it's a pricey contract. He signed a 10-year, $325 million deal back in 22. So he's a free agent at 2032. This is kind of like a Giancarlo Stanton contract where this is a lot of money, considerably a lot of money compared to, you know, guys like Pete Alonso, who's looking for a multi-year deal that's going to look for probably only get $200 million, you know. Comparing him to Aaron Judge, though, this is not a lot of money because Judge makes more. So it's like in between, but you're talking about a guy who is currently 31 years old. You're going to have at least 6 years of control with him, unless there's any opt-outs, which I haven't seen. This is when he plays, is an elite shortstop. And the asking price, from what it sounds like, Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, Ben Rice. And I ask you, Yankee fans, who says no? Who says no to that? Because to me, this is the return of the evil empire with the Yankees. You get rid of these younger guys who, let's be fair, Austin Wells, supposed to be he was going to be your leadoff hitter last year. He led the season off with a home run off of Nestor Cortez. That's where he was and where he ended up. I mean, you were having Ben Rice play catcher at times. Okay, this is where we were because Austin Wells was not the guy that you wanted him to be.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You have Anthony Volpe, who we all know his issues. And Ben Rice, no matter what you say about Ben Rice, that he's a pure hitter. He's a young kid. He had a really good season. This may be the highlight of his career. He may have skyrocketed, and who knows? Like, this could be it. He's a hitter from what we hear, but where's his position? He doesn't have one. He's a DH. And in this world today, I mean, the reason why Pete Alonso's not getting paid is because DHs are undervalued. You can't just be a DH. You need to be somebody that's versatile and plays multiple positions. And yes, Ben Rice can play multiple positions. He plays first base and catcher, but he doesn't do them well. Doesn't do anything well. He doesn't really have a position. So go send him to Texas. So I have, if to me, this is a no-brainer. You bring in Corey Seager. Yes, it's a lot of money. You bring in Corey Seager, though, for Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, and Ben Rice, and now Corey Seager's your everyday shortstop. Okay, so what are we doing at first base and catcher? You know, the outfield is you're still worried about Cody Bellinger. Okay, fine. You know, you'd like to get him back. You have Trent Grisham at center field. You got Aaron Judge at right field. You know what? This is a place where you can now say, Jason Dominguez, go out there and play left field for us every day. Because you've gotten rid of these three other prospects that are not really all clicking at the same time. And who's to say that Ben Rice is going to get better? Ben Rice could have a sophomore slump. Austin Wells, we're still waiting for him to really be great. And Volpe, this is now 3 years of his career, two of them have been lackluster. Offensively, I'd say all of them have been lackluster. He's a 666 OPS guy. That's what he is. If you throw away the batting average, which the batting average hasn't been great either. It's actually been terrible. But if you throw away the batting average, which everyone likes to do, his OPS has been under 700 three straight years. It's at 666. That's who he is. It doesn't make a difference if he's got a bum shoulder, if he's just not hitting for power, whatever the case is. He is a 666 OPS hitter. End of story. That's who he is. Now, could he get better? Of course. But he's still young. Okay. But at the moment, this is who he is. Those three guys for Corey Seager, you have now an opportunity to do something that puts the Yankees over the top. And you tell me where I'm wrong. You tell me whether the Yankees do it or not. I can't tell you. But I will tell you this. At catcher now, what's the situation like? Oh, well, you're going to bring in J.C. Ascara? No. What you're going to do is you're going to sign J.T. Realmuto. Because no matter what, no matter how old he is, and I understand he's an older catcher in the league, but he's still a hitter. I think last year he definitely had double-digit home runs. Let's see. I'll do the math right now, actually. J.T. Realmuto. Because the other parts of this are great. So let's just get this one. J.T. Realmuto last year he's 34 years old. He had 12 home runs, 52 RBIs, batted .257. Okay, so again, you're talking about a guy who can actually hit in this day and age closer to above average. You know, if a guy's batting .250, that's average these days, so he's batting above average. His OPS probably is a little bit lower. His OPS was at 700. Hey, he bats just like he bats better than Anthony Volpe. But he put up 12 home runs, 26 doubles, you know, drove him 52, scored 57. Okay, fine. He's a catcher. He's batting 100. He's playing 134 games. Here's the deal is you're not asking him to play every day. What you're doing is you're asking him to play a majority of the games, which he'll do. He'll be productive. He's good with the pitching staff. He's a hitter. He's a right-handed bat, which is one thing nowadays that the Yankees don't seem to have besides Aaron Judge. They seem to have a lot of lefties in that lineup. Why not put J.T. Realmuto as your everyday catcher for the most part, even if he plays 120 games? And that's where you have J.C. Ascara or somebody else come in as a backup catcher. That's sufficient. So now your second base is Jazz. Your shortstop is Seager. You can keep McMahon at third base. J.T. at catcher. You got Judge at right field. You got Trent Grisham at center field. Left field is Dominguez. That's your rookie. That's the guy that you're, you know, given a shot, see if he could do it. Spencer Jones can even come up too. That's fine. And then you go, well, what do you do at first base? Hoff, what do you do at first base? I hate to say this because I don't want him to be in pinstripes. Pete Alonso needs to be a New York Yankee. Like, it is the ultimate fit. Think about that. Pete Alonso, Jazz Chisholm, Corey Seager, Ryan McMahon, J.T. Realmuto, Aaron Judge, Trent Grisham, Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, Giancarlo Stanton as your DH. That is a juggernaut of an offense. There are not – yeah, there's some holes. It's called Jason Dominguez. Can he bat from both sides of the plate? That's your hole. Ryan McMahon is not an offensively gifted guy. He has a little pop to his bat. That's fine. Maybe give him a whole season at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, he will be better maybe. Maybe he'll find a better swing. Defensively, he's pretty good, though. You're telling me that is not the ultimate. Pile that on. The Yankees lineup that I just gave you with the pitching staff, return a Cole, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, whether you put Schlittler in there, you know, you're working in Will Warren. You got Clark, who I think should – Clark Schmidt, who should come back at some point this season. Luis Gil, you got an ample amount of pitching. Your bullpen is the one thing that's maybe a little bit less lackluster. You got David Bednar. Maybe you try to steal Edwin Diaz. I mean, again, that's maybe a little bit over the top because maybe they don't want to spend that much money. But you're talking about – an elite team. That is Dodger level territory. That is an elite New York Yankee franchise. That is a franchise, that is a team that's going to go into the American League as the number one favorite to get back to the World Series. That is a team that can compete with the Dodgers in the World Series. That you don't have to sit there and go, well, what are we doing today? Who's playing what position? Yeah, your outfield may be a little bit of a headache at times between, do you want Dominguez or Spencer Jones playing left field? That's it. Everything else is there. Everything else is perfect. So the Yankees have an easy decision at their hands right now. It is a crappy decision for anybody else. That's a Mets fan, that's a Pete Alonso fan that thought maybe Pete Alonso would be good in, you know, say the Red Sox uniform. And think about this too. Not for nothing, the Yankees getting Pete Alonso and putting him at first base takes away Pete Alonso going to the Red Sox. That's part of it, right? Do you want to see Pete Alonso 20 games in a season, or do you want him on your team for 162 games in a season? Pete Alonso needs to be in New York one way or the other. He is actually, with that Corey Seager move, is a better fit for the Yankees than any other team in baseball. I hate that I just said that, but that is the truth. Tell me where I'm wrong. And you can tell me at Hoff WFAN on social media. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I appreciate you guys checking me out. I appreciate you guys listening. We'll be, you can always hear me with BT and Sal Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll be hosting tonight or Saturday morning, whatever it is, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. You can always check me out on the Rico Bronya with Evan Roberts. And as always, the Odyssey app has all of this stuff and more. Plus, I'll be in Detroit checking out the Detroit Lions smoke the Giants, because that's what they do these days. That's what the Giants – the Giants are ready for a another fun situation. This time the Detroit Lions are going to take a whooping to them. I just don't have any faith that right now with this team to win games. I mean, Jackson Dart, I don't really know if I really want to see him play at the moment because I'm concerned about his health. He's a great player, but there's no doubt in my mind that if he gets back on the field, he's going to be scrambling. And until he can find a way to completely protect himself, and the quarterback is the one guy who can't really protect himself. You know, he's going to be – when a running back gets the football and, you know, has open space, it's a different thing because people are most likely chasing him down. This is chasing from all angles. You know, having a quarterback scramble the way he does, build in runs, having guys, you know, spell him and spy him and all this other stuff. Everyone's attacking from all different angles on him. It's just, it's not a pretty picture. I'd like to see him more in the pocket these days, but at the moment, for at least to get a little bit healthier. But on the other hand, maybe it's best just to sit him out the next six games. Who knows? That being said, I'll be in Detroit, like I said. Thanks again for listening. I will see you guys later. Peace. Again, at Hoff WFAN, just because I like to promote it. See you guys later. Peace.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?